time now for my gardening tip, and it is the season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, especially if your garden has a few apple and pear trees in it, or maybe even one. But don't let them go to waste. It's nice to leave some on the lawn underneath the apple tree for the blackbirds to enjoy. Don't take them all. But if you let them all go down there, you'll be a bit short in the house. So it's time to go round and just check if they're ripe. You can do that by holding your hand underneath the apple or pear and gently twisting. If it comes away in your hand, it's ready. But also at this time of year, it's a good idea over the next few weeks to pick even those apples and pears that aren't ripe, because then you can store them in a cool, dry place, a shed or a garage, and check them so that they are in store when you want to eat them and when they're ripe. But if you do store them, put them in trays so they don't touch one another, old seed trays or wooden boxes that you can get from the greengrocer. Stack them so that the air is circulating around them. And why I say don't let them touch one another is because if one of them rots, it will spread to another one. But if you keep them separate, keep them cool, you can enjoy them right the way through the winter.